With Blackpool Tower being just one of countless venues under restrictive rules and regulations, I thought it'd be nice to turn the musical spotlight on the resort with some connected recordings. And if that idea wasn't enough, having received some nice comments on the historic broadcast by Reginald Dixon in last month's show, it seemed an ideal opportunity to feature some of the other players who have left their musical marks on the Fylde Coast. So, for starters, let's turn back the clock to Friday, November the 3rd, 1961.
Now, until 7, we invite you to listen to Watson Holmes at the organ of the Opera House, Blackpool. That's his signature tune you can hear now, Jolly Good Company. Well, with a soloist named Watson Holmes, I was amazed to see that there wasn't a single piece by Moriarty in the programme, which begins with a march down the Mall, very appropriate on this happy day, after which the tempo changes to 3/4 time for a waltz, Loin du Bal. Johnny Mercer's foxtrot, Dream, follows, and then Dizzy Fingers by Zez Comfrey. And the programme ends with a medley of quick steps, entitled happily, Stepping Out. But first, at attention please, for the march down the Mall.
Thank you.
Watson Holmes at the organ of the Opera House, Blackpool. He makes his exit now, no doubt complete with Deerstalker and Meerschaum.
One of the rare broadcasts from the BBC by the late Watty Holmes, and my thanks to Wayne Ivany of the Theatre Organ Club, who kindly sent me that from his personal collection. Incidentally, sound recordist Ken Mellor, the name behind the OK Rollham series of retrospective organ CDs, released in 2018 a collection with the title of The Last Recordings of Watson Holmes, which is well worth adding to your collection. Full details, of course, are available from MSS Studios. Now, I make no excuses for including this next track, having used it on occasions in the past, but do so again because I think it's the most original arrangement of the famous Dixon signature tune, I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside. It's played by the late Jerry Allen on the Lowry Holiday D325 organ back in 1979. Thank you. I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside, played there by Gerry Allen, a track from his Happy Holiday LP, which was released on a bright and sunny coloured yellow vinyl disc. Now, when I lived only a few miles from Blackpool, one of the places I'd visit regularly would be the Cliffs Hotel to hear Peter Jebson at the Baldwin organ entertaining the holidaymakers and the regulars. But on this next track, he's featured at the Excranada Bedford Wurlitzer, recorded back in 1979 when the organ was owned and presented in concerts by the Cleveland Organ Society at James Finnegan Hall in Eston. Blackpool Walk and the Blackpool Bell, as in Bell of the Ball and not the Ding Dong variety. A tune that was composed by none other than the owner of this famous signature tune, Ernest Broadbent. You played there by Ernest Broadbent at the Tower Wurlitzer, of course, and it always sends shivers down my spine every time I hear that version. It's absolutely glorious, and again, it was always followed by a programme of music impeccably chosen and played. Well, I've no idea if the famous Blackpool Pleasure Beach Fun Fair is open or not, but even allowing for social distancing, there's no way you get me on their famous roller coaster. Most organ enthusiasts will recall the time when organist George Wright first featured this tune on his early Hi-Fi Theatre organ LPs. but for a change, is a former Tower Ballroom organist, Nicholas Martin, to play it on electronics. Coaster played by Nicholas Martin. Well, we're going to make a return visit now to the lovely Opera House in Blackpool to hear once again another very rare broadcast by Watson Holmes. This time, we've moved on a few years to February the 24th, 1966, and again, it's an early evening broadcast, but this time, the programme is introduced by Watson Holmes in person.
Good evening, everyone. Here we are again, happy as can be. This is Watson Holmes at the organ of the Opera House Blackpool with a programme of light music. First, we have the bright and cheery Sarsaparee with its atmosphere and gaiety, followed by a love song and Pour d'amour, just a little love, a little kiss.
Thank you.
And that happy little thing was called Polly. We come now to a memory of the ballroom in the waltz of Vals Bleu. Then more memories, but this time the theater, with some nostalgic gems of musical comedy. And I should like to end my program this evening with that lovely ballad, Bless This House. That's all for this time. This is Watson Holmes at the organ of the Opera House, Blackpool, saying cheerio and happy listening.
Programme of music there played and introduced by Watson Holmes at the Opera House in Blackpool, and again my thanks to Wayne Ivney for supplying that recording from his collection. Over the years the Opera House, and for that matter many of the theatres and piers, have played hosts to some of the biggest show business names, and I guess topping the bills on many an occasion was the famous lad from Lancashire, George Formby. Well, to remind us of four of his most popular hits, here's Howard Beaumont at the Kauai SR6. sure you don't want me to tell you the names of those four tunes in that George Formby medley, played by Howard Beaumont on the Kauai SR6. And a little bird tells me that in next month's show, I'll be able to feature the latest recording by Howard Beaumont. Not only did George Formby feature Blackpool in many of his songs, but for a great many years he lived with his wife Beryl just along the coast at Lytham St Anne's in a house named Beryldine. But who of us could forget that last month that great show business dame, Dame Vera Lynn, passed away at the age of 103. She too was a Blackpool headliner, appearing at the Palace Theatre in 1944 and then the Opera House in 1951 with a show titled Happy Go Lucky. Ironically, during World War II, she too lived in Lytham St Anne's. And so, to end this month's show, what other tune could there be but the one that will be forever associated with this lovely songstress, except We'll Meet Again. Played for us now by Claudia Hirschfeld on her Versi Luva.
Thank you.
We'll Meet Again, beautifully played there by Claudia Hirschfeld and taken from her CD titled Blackpool Favourites, an apt title for what I hope has been some of your own favourites from a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun, to quote a line from one of the late Stanley Holloway's famous monologues. Anyway, I look forward to your company again in next month's edition of Organ First Radio, but as we've already heard Gerry Allen in the show today, I thought we'd turn it over this time to Klaus Wunderlich and yet another famous tune that'll always be associated with Dame Vera Lynn.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.